Uganda opposition leader Bobi Wine was hit by a known substance, according to police spokesman Rusoke Chituma. Bobi Wine was reportedly returning from private function at the residence of the National Unity Platform party lawyer in Wakiso District, which borders the capital Kampala.
When he left the venue, he and his team moved out of their vehicles and embarked on a procession to Bulindo Town. However, the police advised against it. Despite their guidance, it is alleged by our officers that he insisted on proceeding and closing the road, leading to their intervention to prevent that procession. And during the ensuing altercation, it is alleged that he sustained injuries.
Rusoke says preliminary investigation indicate that Bobi Wine stumbled while getting to his vehicle, which aggravated his injuries. Social media videos circulated after the incident indicate there was a use of tear gas and gunshots as the police tried to disperse the crowd that was following Bobi Wine. In the videos, he emerged bleeding and limping before he was rushed to a hospital by party supporters. Joel Senyun, the NUP spokesman and the leader of the opposition in the parliament, refutes the police claims they were not involved. Senyun tells viewers James Bate by phone that Bobi Wine was directly shot at with a tear gas canister by the police.
You know, they're like stun grenades of sorts. So it hit him and exploded, tore his pants, and fragments got therein. Of course, he was rushed to hospital and all of that. What the doctors are telling us, because I'm at the hospital with him now, the doctors say he's out of danger, they've stabilized him and all of that, but there are fragments that are still embedded in his leg. A surgery is going to be conducted to remove them. But very sadly, I've seen an official statement released by police saying he was getting into his car, so he stumbled and fell. I thought, how ridiculous, really. Even when you're trying to tell a lie, be smart about it. It's very unfortunate, it's very shameful that this regime, nearly 40 years old, its only response to peaceful citizens is brutality.
Nkunyinji Muwada is a member of parliament and shadow minister of foreign affairs. He calls Tuesday's incident political persecution aimed at intimidating supporters.
Even as I speak now, our party offices have been now blocked and sealed off tonight. So the attack on President Chagwan is not an isolated instance for only one day. It has been pre-planned over time because the regime thinks and view him as a threat.
Bobi Wine, a former popular musician, emerged as Uganda's lead opposition figure after polling 35% in disputed 2021 presidential election. Election observers and the U.S. State Department termed the elections as, in two quotes, fundamentally flawed. Felix Motebi, a party supporter, says he will continue his support despite what he calls intimidation from the state.
I think the government is targeting us because of the support, the love that our president has. We are not going to back down. We are going to keep fighting for the next generation.
Several reports have accused the Uganda police as top violators of human rights in the country. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.